Good afternoon. My name is Lamo. Happy Sunday. Welcome to the Kadampa Center. In a few minutes, Geshe-la will be coming in. And when he does, if you please stand out of respect for him and his teachings. And you'll see some of us prostrating. And if you feel uncomfortable doing so, just please remain standing. Many of the children will be sitting here on the blue cushions. It's kind of easy for the flow of traffic. And we'll be saying some prayers in the Skoll Prayer Book. The first one is on page 183. And I'll prompt you for the other ones. Now, Geshe-la is teaching on the 7-point mind or thought transformation. And they're available in 3 books. This one is the least costly. I think Kondola, I got the last one. It's called The Kindness of Others. It's from the Lama Yeshe Wisdom Archive, so it's free. And then this one, advice from, we are on page 46 in this book. And Advice from a Spiritual Friend by Geshe Robten. In this book, we are on page 93 in this book. And then if you have this book from past, it's called Mind Training, The Great Collection. On this book, we are on page 96. And he stopped on page 97 in the middle. It's not on the shelf. Oh. Okay, great. Good. So that's The Kindness of Others by Geshe Jumpa Tikchuk. So, and Geshe this morning also spoke about a wonderful meditation practice. Quote from Mother Teresa. Yeah. If you have cell phones, if you please either turn them off or turn the sound off and just put it on vibrate so it doesn't disturb the teaching sessions. If Geshe-la asks for answers to a question some kind of participation, then if you'll please wait for the handheld mic, because this is being streamed and the people online cannot hear you no matter how loudly you speak. And, you know, we want them to be part of the class. What else? Oh, Geshe-la has asked me to remind people that it's a wonderful purification practice and a practice to accumulate merit to circumambulate the stupa, the structure, beautiful structure outside, clockwise, and on the way to and from to spin the prayer wheels there on the outside. The stupa is full of Dharmakaya relics, which are primary relics, relics such as, you know, the bones of Shakyamuni Buddha, pieces of cloth, and so forth. Those are secondary relics. So it's a wonderful practice in there. There's quite a few in there. And then whenever you spin a prayer wheel, you get the merit of actually saying the number of mantras that are in the prayer wheel, just, you know, like on one spin. So it's a real easy way to practice. And let's see. Until Geshe-la arrives, I like to read the prayer list. Prayers for happy rebirth, all those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Don Beardsley, Susan Becker, Buck Bunn, Karen Creighton, Eddie Blanchard, Ridgway Lynch, Steve Richardson, Rosemary Cease, William Schaefer, Neil Smith, Laurie Struckneck, Annapurna the Cat, Carmen the Dog, Chloe the Cat, Cabilo the Dog, Mikey the Dog, Job Search, Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Michelle Matich, Robert Palermo, Alex Schwartz, Greg Weaver, Sandy Wimbish. Prayers for health and well-being. Kabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gelton, Venerable Chuki Lamo, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Sean Agarwal, Roger and Barb Alexander, Mrs. Askew, Bernard Baranski and family, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcissus Barona Sr., Stephen Terry Bull, family of Buck Bunn, Yuki Burrows, John Carroll, family of Karen Creighton, Dimitri Diamondopoulos to Van Diamondopoulos, Tashi Droma, is Geshe Sangpo's mother, Jerry Easler, Mildred Gooch, Gwen, Tracy Haas Thompson. Did you need to make an announcement?
I do. I was wondering if other folks are going to come in today.
But whatever you want to do. All right, I'll continue. Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Dell Johnson, wife Sue, Helen Kasanoff, Nina Kowalski, Dr. Jonathan Kramer, Nicole Lamott, Mary Lojek, Danny Love, R.M., Tom McGinnity, Sarah Miller, Evan Myrtle family, Justin Nonagren family, Jay Pondia, Drew Pledger, Anna Pozo, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, Ken Roman, Ralph Rumley, Eileen Rubin and family, family of Rosemary Cease, family of William Schaefer and the Heath family, family of Neil Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Lobsam Tupton, Dion Washington, George Michael Williams Jr., Shay Wokowicki, Marguerite Young, Dorje and Cadre the Pigs, and Merle the Dog.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for your time today. My name is Jim Green, and I'm here today to share with you why I'm a donor to the Kadampa Center and ask you to join me if you'd like. I normally, when I give presentations, I like to normally not have a sheet of paper in between me and the people that I'm speaking with, but today is a little bit different. I have expressed a more complex thought, so I wanted to make sure that I was clear with everyone on this. And I titled this An Uncommon Refuge. I have found the world to be beautiful and joyful, finding my wife and marrying her, watching the births of my precious son and daughter, and I have at times found my life to be painful and heart-wrenching. The recent death of my dog, the suicide of a young friend, knowing of my own participation in killing during wartime. My days have sometimes been filled with excitement, a job transition, competing in a race. Some of my days have been utterly deflated by boredom. From moment to moment, I've been battered from one extreme to another, having a heated conversation, expressing anger that 2 days prior my flight had been scheduled incorrectly, and pure astonishment and relief in the moment, as well as horror in the moment when a news report aired suddenly showing the hotel I was to be staying in devastated by a terrorist bomb. There is suffering, and the cause of suffering is attachment. Suffering can come to an end, and there is a path to that end through Buddhism. And in order to fully grasp and realize each of these truths and the subsequent knowledge introduced by the Buddha and other teachers, I must study, and I must meditate, and I must practice. And during those hours of meditation, happiness can feel to me like a truly solitary pursuit. But that's not true. Happiness is a pursuit that all of us chase in some form or another. We all stumble along a path, crooked though it may be. I sometimes visualize a massive highway with people meandering in the same direction. Most of the time, I imagine the travelers wearing cloths over their eyes, blind to the people right beside them. And this is one reason why I find such value in the Kadampa Center. It's a physical place where I come to realize that I am not alone in this struggle. It is a place where I am greeted with knowing eyes and kind smiles of others on the same path. It is a place where friends come to get married and a place where friends come to honor the passing of loved ones. It's a place where I know the names of the other travelers seeking happiness and shelter from suffering. To me, this is an uncommon refuge. It is my community. It is your community. Help keep our community strong. I invite you to please give to the annual appeal today. Thank you.
Please turn to page 183 in the Gold Book. Let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times in Tibetan. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta Mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha. If you please, page 34. Let's read the four immeasurables in English one time. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now if you turn to the next page, to page 37, you see the four immeasurables chanting version towards the bottom. So let's chant that in one time in Tibetan. And then the two mantras right below that. Sen sen ta sen de wa da de we lu da de mo chi lu. Chenrezig's mantra 8 times and Green Tower's mantra 7 times, keeping in mind the people on the prayer list I just read. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Om Tare 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 Soha. Om Tare 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 Soha. Om Tare 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 Soha. Om Tare 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 Soha.
Okay, the children are welcome to go to their classes.
Good morning. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, begin with the short meditation, silent meditation. So, some of probably you may remember, I said this long time ago, quoted from what Mother Teresa said. The fruit of silence is prayer. Ring any bell? Yeah, okay. Long time ago. So, also took me a long time to memorize that, you know, in order, you know. Fruit of silence is prayer. So, meditation. Silence, there's core relationship between silence and meditation, okay? That's why I'm trying to want to bring this up. There's core relationship between silence and meditation. So, the fruit of silence is how you say it? I forgot. Fruit of prayer. Fruit of silence is prayer. Fruit of silence is prayer. Because, you know, these people talk from their heart, not just from here, you know. So these people, they practice compassion. They practice loving kindness. They are trying to see every living being as a gift, not something that's disgusting, you know, it's like not want to be around. It's not like that. But these people, their thought is well transformed. Their thought is well transformed. So probably need to pay attention to what they say, you know, for our sake of our own happiness, okay? Happiness. The fruit of prayer is silent. So then the fruit of... fruit of silence is prayer. Fruit of silence is prayer. Then the fruit of prayer is love. Fruit of love is service. I think there should be four. I don't remember now. Only three. Maybe there should be four. So, anyway, it's beautifully put it into words. You know, beautiful service. That's service. Service. That's what is needed. Service. You know, to each other. To service. You know, out of loving kindness, compassion, service. So. Then, you know, we will do, you know, short meditations, you know, start the class with the short meditations. So, see, silent, you know, silent. We are not talking about physical body. We are talking about mind. or signing, or red, black, and white. So there's many, many different ways to, how you say, signing, different ways to sign in your mind. You can concentrate on your breath in and out. You can concentrate on your breath in and out. One way to do. Breathing out from the nose, breathing in from the nose, that's one. Breathing out again, in, that's two. You count that. If you can count 21 times without mistake, you learn how to be present, be within yourself according to Kama Bhati meditations. There's like 9 stages. The first one is how to be within or be present. You learn that unmistakably. You learn if you can count without mistake, if you can count 21 times out, not from the mouth, from nose, out, in, one, out, in, two, if you can count 21 times without mistake, you learn how to be present and be within yourself. That's exactly how you should explain to other people how that's, in according to Buddhism, that's how to be within and be present. So then second, then how long? This come next. No? Then like third, how clear or vivid or fresh. So then, you know, then get better, okay? Or you can, you know, concentrate on your feeling, piling up all your attention on your feeling, or maybe, you know, physical vibrations, or you know, energy, mind. You know, these are more difficult, because, you know, energy doesn't have color and shape, so mind doesn't have color and shape, so you have to come up with some shape or some form in order to focus on your energy, on your mind. You have to come up with some shape. But that shape has to be decent size. It cannot be too huge or too little. It has to be decent size. It's not decent size. So then you make that up, then you believe that's your mind or your energy, then you concentrate. There's a way to concentrate on mind and energy, otherwise, you know, it's difficult because it doesn't have shape and color. That's why it's difficult. And also you are welcome to review meditations. This is all a technique to help you to be within yourself, review, and you know, you have to have some material to review, So then, you know, the length of that meditation is very much depend on the size of the material that you are reviewing in your mind. Could be, you know, some beautiful prayer. Like saying the gentle word from the mouth, at the same time reflecting on the gentle meaning of that gentle word. So then become productive meditations. Okay. So we'll do this 5 minutes. Not 5 hours, 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Oh, yeah. So some form of meditations and daily basis, I think is beneficial, is helpful. Some form of meditations, even just sitting quietly 5 minutes. Okay, 5 minutes. Not necessary to say prayer. So Mother Teresa say it is prayer. It is prayer. So see. You, me, everybody. We are all seeking happiness. See, minute we wake up, even the squirrel in my backyard, when the sun rises, they also come out of their nest, going round, so looking for happiness. So probably their happiness is based on food. So that's what I'm looking for. Everybody, not much in America, so that you are not looking for food, but everybody, they're all looking for happiness. So therefore, some form of meditation is, beneficial. It's beneficial, Doesn't have to be long period of time, So for beginner, short sessions. Short, but short, could be 1 minute, but multiple times. So when you become familiar, then few, then long. So that's how the meditation has been done traditionally, that's how meditation has been done throughout the centuries. So that's how meditation has been done. So seeking happiness, so not physical happiness, but seeking mental happiness. So therefore, it's good to meditate. So see, as I mentioned before many times, the power or the purpose of meditation is to reduce or weaken disturbing thought. So we get disturbed because of thought, because of our thought. So that's how we are not happy because of disturbing thought. So power of, including myself, all my friends who come here every Sunday, so very, very important to understand the purpose or the power of meditation is to reduce disturbing thought. The power or maybe purpose of reading the spirituality is to make your mind calm, peaceful. More you read, more you become calm and peaceful, or is serving its purpose. More you meditate, you have less disturbing thought. That's good. That's how the mental happiness achieved. Becoming Buddhist doesn't guarantee that you will have less disturbing thought. You may think. That's not true, because here's the evidence here. Here's the one evidence. That's true. Wearing a robe, you may think, oh, it's going to get, you have less disturbing thought. That's not true. The robe doesn't protect from the disturbing thought. Only thought can prevent you from disturbing thought. No, the robe, this is just conditions, to remind you. If you become more compassionate, more loving, kind human being, that guarantees. So some form of meditation, I think it's important. Some form of meditation is good. So if you are, if we are all seeking happiness, mental happiness, so then we have to transform something in our thinking. We need to transform. Therefore, this 7-point thought transformation text that I've been reading last couple of Sundays. So all the conversation or talk on Sunday class is based on this 7-point thought transformation. written by one of the Kadama masters called Chekawa, not written by, put it together by Chekawa. So, if I remember what I said this morning, so then I will say slowly, so I don't remember everything that I said this morning. I'm just going to read, just going to read these two lines, okay, two lines here. Maybe Chukila, please, you wouldn't mind read these two lines in English, so.
There are three objects, three poisons, and three roots of virtue in all actions trained by means of the words.
This is, you can also call, this is like how you say, this could be like psychology. This could be Buddhist psychology. All the thought transformation texts are psychology. So now here, I just want to explain. So we, right now we are just studying them, okay? Use some object, three object. What are three objects? Three objects that you have like person, there's one person you call friend, close one, dear one. One person you call enemy that you don't like to be around. One person you call stranger. These are three objects. Tuksum, three poison, attachment, anger, ignorance. So when you go out, there's like painting there, that's called wheel of life. In the center of the wheel of life, there's one small circle. In within that circle, there's like three poison. Pig is symbol of ignorance. Rooster is symbol of attachment. Snake is symbol of anger. That's how they put it into the image. So you can, you are, as I mentioned this morning, you are welcome to put what you're going to put in ignorance. Okay, I'm not going to say much. So this are the three things in the center of the wheel. I'm talking here. Get us some, then like three root verses. So that's like, can you say in English, please?
Yeah, the three roots of virtue are non-attachment, non-aggression, and non-ignorance.
Non-attachment. Yeah.
Yeah, non-attachment, non-aggression, and non-ignorance.
Just right now, just sake of knowledge, okay? Just good to know. No, I'm not sure it's good to know or not good to know. what do you think? It's good to know or not good to know? So now here, like universal compassion. Universal compassion. Yeah, compassion has potential to become universal. But, so now, like, if you ever wonder how this, universal compassion has been developed, or then you have to first, you have to think these three objects. So when you look at them, and then you analyze your attitude is biased or is unbiased, is equal, If we are not able to equalize our attitude towards those three beings, there will be no universal compassion. Practically, there will be no universal compassion. We can talk about it, and it will be just here, in the mouth, So, so then your mouth become Mayana teachings. And just compassion, loving kindness, all here, not much here. So that's why Universal compassion is equalizing our attitude towards those three beings. They require a lot of reason. That's not more than faith. They require a lot of reason. Why you should open up your heart equally towards those three objects. They require a lot of reason, a lot of knowledge. Not easy. But it can be done, but it's not easy. So, see, when you look around in this room, well, everybody seems like, okay, everybody dressed well, looks nice, not clean. No, does not mean they have no problem. No, we do have problems, no. But here in the development world is very much hidden. Hidden? In poor country, you see, it's very obvious, you see. It's very obvious. See, Arya Deva, he said, Arya Deva, that's one of the Indian pandit. There's a lot of pandits from India. So Indian pandit Arya Deva said in his, like, 400 stanza of the Madhyamanga Avatara text, he said, Chola is doing this. People who are well off, they have more mental difficulties. Poor people have more physical difficulties, you know, such as like not having enough to eat or not enough to feed and all of that, you know. That's what Arya Deva said in his text, 400 stanza of Madhyamanga Avatara text in the text, he says. So that's very true. So if you've been in India or Nepal, you know. So I know very well because I was, you know, grown up there. So then, you know, yeah, it's hard, you know, it's hard. In order to first to develop universal compassion, first you have to equalize your attitude towards those three beings. And not just that, you know, so then you have to, how you say that we are in the same boat? Same boat. In Buddhism, probably you say we are in the same ocean. Same ocean. No boat, but the same way, it doesn't matter, same oceans. But that oceans, in that oceans, it's not calm oceans. It's not calm. The waves are wild. Wild? Not just wild, very wild. Huh? Because so action, our actions. Then our action and the disturbing thought are like our action and disturbing thoughts. These are wild waves in the ocean that we are all in the oceans. See, therefore, even though you don't see, even though there are difficulty or their suffering is not obvious, is hidden, doesn't mean they are free. No, we all have, you know, difficulties. Because in that, long as you are part of that oceans, there will be, you know, difficulties. Why? Because action and the disturbing thought is like wild waves. Wait? Just like kind of like affecting everybody. No, affecting everybody. So then in that ocean, there's like alligator. sorry to say, I'm scared. But there's, don't think there's no alligator, there's alligator. No, don't think this is free from alligator, that there's alligator. There's three types of alligators, so. Alligator, one of them called suffering of suffering. And one of the alligators called suffering of suffering. One of the alligators called suffering of change. One of the alligators called pervasive. All pervasive. Make sense? All pervasive. All pervasive suffering. See, therefore, right now my knowledge about suffering is very limited. Therefore, I'm having trouble to develop compassion towards George Bush. Not easy, you know. So people who are millionaires, you know, it's difficult to develop compassion. Are they free? You know, we think, oh, they have tons of money, they drive nice car, live in a big house, or maybe they have no problem. Yeah, they do have problems. material from the soul. Otherwise, how you develop universal compassion? Universal compassion that includes every living being, that doesn't exclude any beings, include every living being. So those, you know, it's very hidden, very much hidden, very much hidden. Because we are in same oceans, they are in the same oceans. They are not out of oceans, they are in the oceans. So then, studying Four Noble Truth, Four Noble Truth. Some of you heard Four Noble Truth. A lot of you are taking probably Discovering Buddhism class. Four Noble Truth. The first one is not trying to, Buddha is trying to depress you. Buddha, you know, when he gets enlightened, he wants to talk about, he's so excited to talk about suffering. No, there's a reason. If there's suffering, there's a way out. If there's suffering, there's a way out. No, it's not permanent. And how to get out. And how you feel when you get out. There's a Four Noble Truth. The first, the Buddha wants us to understand suffering, the true nature of suffering. You know, it's not just that we see, you know, somebody has not enough to eat. It's not just that. It's much more deeper than that. So therefore, according to Four Noble Truth, we are all in same oceans, same oceans. Millionaire, billionaire, president, vice president, doesn't matter how mean they look, they are still in the same oceans. No? In that oceans, waves, wild wave, constant wild wave of actions, disturbing thoughts. And beneath that ocean, there's three alligators. See, we are bitten by those alligators all the time. You know, sometimes headache, suffering of suffering. Sometimes eating cheesecake, second day throwing up, suffering of change, you know. Or maybe Friday night, a lot of beer. And the Saturday, then all come out and headache, all kind of things, suffering of change. So then, you know, certain things, you know, getting old, sick here, there, you know. If you don't have headache, if you don't have head, you don't get headache because there's no head. So because you get headache because there's head. So that is deeper level of suffering. See, in that regard, we are all in the same oceans. So then that, you know, knowledge allows you to open your heart towards all living beings. They are in the same oceans. Doesn't matter, billionaire, millionaire, like attractive, unattractive, you know, educated, not educated, scientist, doctor, doesn't matter. Same oceans, same boat. So, needs to be nice to each other. You know, everybody has problem. You know, should not harm each other. You know, because it's only difficult. This ocean is only difficult. So, should not make more miserable. Oh. See. So that's how you open up. Okay. So the Four Noble Truth of knowledge, of the Four Noble Truth, allows you to open your heart equally to all living beings. What is needed, as I mentioned this morning, you know, we need more compassionate human beings, more kind human beings, more loving human beings. That's what we needed. You know? So that guarantees happiness for all living beings. Otherwise, you know, like more Buddhists probably doesn't guarantee happiness throughout the world. More Christian doesn't guarantee, more Muslim doesn't guarantee, but more kind human being, that guarantees, you know, peaceful world. So everybody, each you, me, each one of us has ability to contribute. When you meditate on compassion, that's your contribution towards world peace. If you're showing some compassion towards some living being, that's contributions. So what Mother Teresa says, you know, we talk about universal compassion, universal responsibility, all of that, but that all begins with 1-1-1. Mother lives in India. That's where she does all the charity work. She says, ek-ek, Hindi language, ek-ek, 1-1. So see, very, very good. So you, that's how you contribute to one person. So when you see somebody begging on the street, young looking, nice, you know, everybody wear nice clothes in this country, right? You can't judge people on the basis of what clothes they wear. And Everybody wear nice clothes, you know. Even some people who they go on the street, they also wear nice clothes. What will mother do? Mother will just help. That's all mother do. So in, for us, all kind of thought arise. Why? Before you give anything, you know, why, sometimes you end up giving nothing. Just end up with why all this doesn't benefit you, doesn't benefit that person. You know, so see, so this opportunity. So, you know, this is like experience here in this country, you know. Experience, you see people on the street, you know, so by that. So anyway, so compassion, loving kindness, compassion, you know, is needed. So in order to develop compassion, what you need to witness some form of difficulties the other people is experiencing. So then based on that, you develop this sincere, genuine wish or desire to free that person from that difficulty, whatever the difficulty is. So that is compassion. See. So now you can have some idea, if everybody have this kind of compassion, the world will be a better place. Nobody will think to kill each other at all. Nobody will think. So because now then, you know, even if you have like deeper knowledge, oh, we are all in the same oceans. Better, much, much better, because now you recognize, or you thought that, or your neighbor is much better off than you, and this and that. But in the end, you realize that we are all in struggling in these oceans. We're all trying to get rid of come out of this ocean because we are scared, because there's alligators, you know. We are worried that alligators are going to bite us, and the wave is so wild. Everybody's trying to get out of that ocean. We are all same. So instead of, you know, like, first of all, you are not able to get out of the oceans, and not just that, then you're trying to, how do you say, push down someone else. Doesn't make sense, you know. Doesn't help to you to get out. You know, you're more likely that person will grab your leg, put you in the deep into the oceans, you know. See? So that's what we are trying, what we're doing, so. So, so that's what we do. That's what we're trying to do. You know, study some books. You know, we all come here. You know, so not encouraging people to become Buddhists, but simply how to become better human beings. You know, that's good. So then, why you worry if there's no less Buddhists? Why you worry if the room is filled with compassionate people? Nobody believe in Buddhism. That's okay. Why is not okay? No, because everybody's happy. Everybody's nice to each other. Why you need religion? You don't need religion. See, that's what is lacking. But religion does have potential to help you to develop compassion, loving kindness. No, it does have potential to help you to develop. But the point is, you know, that's the point. Compassion, you know, when you help, when you're helping some other people, it's like healing. When you heal someone, it heals you. You know, that's why they say, compassion, loving kindness heal everybody. See, everybody enjoys. So, so what I said this morning, so I've been babysitting last 3 weeks, almost now 4 weeks, 2 years old girl. See, oh, so much energy. If they invest that energy, so they will get enlightened before they enter into high school. Into meditation. If they invest that energy into meditation, they become enlightened before they go to high school. So, see, you know, there you say prayer every day. You know, in my case, you say prayer every day. May please bless me. May I able to see every being. You know, may I? You know, you are kind of like crying out through this prayer that you say, crying out. Please bless my mind or my heart, whatever you say. May bless my heart or my mind, able to see every living being is far more precious than wishful, fulfilling jewel. Able to see that. So now there's one two-year-old girl. Am I seeing that is far more precious than wishful, fulfilling jewel all the time? No. Not easy. Do you say? Yeah, that's what I say. Every day what I say, that's what I say. See? But not easy. When it's come down to practical level, it's not easy. So, once the blue moon, I'm able to do. Once the blue moon, I say, wow, her happiness is just equal as my happiness. That's what I say. May all sentient beings have happiness, cause happiness. If I'm not able to see all sentient beings happy, but just to be happy to see one being is happy, that's good. Once the blue moon, not every day, once the blue moon. So then you enjoy, then you participate, then you engage into their nice, whatever could be, doesn't look like much, like looks like practice or meditation, it's just kind of silly things, playing, making noise, all this doesn't look like anything, but it is, it can be enjoyable, you can participate once the blue moon. So then, it doesn't have to be something serious, it can be something very, very silly, same time, just enjoy. It doesn't look like sitting like this, closing eye, but it looks like kind of like silly, but at least if somebody's enjoying, then you are enjoying. What better than that? Yeah, what was better than that? Just sitting here like all kind of become very serious, like don't make noise or meditating. not knowing the point of meditation. You're not really meditating. You are just being angry. you are just being stressed. Not meditating. If you're really meditating, come play with me. So see, what better?
Yeah, what's better than that?
What is better than that? So you enjoy that other person enjoy it. You enjoy, or maybe not much as that other one enjoy. Otherwise, just to play. So it's amazing. So then eventually, now it becomes more sophisticated, more educated. Then more thought arise. So then it's going to be different stories. So right now it looks quite good. I mean, it's a little one. Looks quite good. Life is quite good. Second one.
In all actions, train by means of the words.
So see, the disturbing thought is like wild red. Now you understand? See, every day, how many of them arise? When it arises like wild wave, it just push you here, push you there, push you down, push you up, all kinds of things. That's what I call wild wave. The action, the things that we say, the things that we think, things that we do, it's not, sorry to say, but it's all not nice. It's not all nice. If it's all nice, there will be no suffering. See, sorry to say, but that's the truth. Some of you may not like to hear that, but that's the truth, So if I say, everything that we say, everything we think is just good, that's lying, that's not good, Not just you, me too, Everything that I think is not good, everything I say is not nice, So, but we, slowly we change, slowly, slowly we change, slowly, for the sake of our own happiness and the sake of happiness of other living beings, slowly we change our thinking, our attitude towards other people. The world will be better, It's better for your health, it's better for your mind, it's better for other people. And people say, I have such a wonderful neighbor. Very kind, very nice. See? People feel that energy that's coming from love, kindness, compassion, people feel that. And at the same time, people feel energy that are coming from anger, jealousy, pride. People feel nobody wants to be around with that kind of energy, Why? Because everybody is struggling in these oceans. Everybody is struggling in this ocean. Nobody wants to be, disturbed or be unkind. Nobody likes, If you ask each one of us, nobody likes. We all like to be loved, be kind, treat kindly, same other person also looking for the same thing. So the best thing that we could do is like develop compassion, loving kindness, broader or deeper our understanding about life as a whole. You know, so you see, people say one world, one dream. What that means? The dream that everybody is seeking happiness. So see, so this will help. This will help. Okay. So now that's all I'm going to say for the first line. Second line, please.
In all actions, train by means of the words.
In all actions.
Yeah, train by means of the words.
Oh, in all actions, trains by means of what?
Means of the words.
Trains means of the words. So please keep that in your mind. So for me, it's difficult to say this word, whole sentence. Oh. In Tibetan, cholam kundu tiki jang. So. Cholam kundu tiki jang. Cholam kundu tiki jang. See. It will come on down there, you know, in this same text, it will come there, down there. So, transforming our thoughts is not that easy, you know, it's very, very challenging. It's not that easy. So, therefore, we have to try all kinds of different approach, you know, even just saying the word. In my case, you know, I have diabetic, so I'm not supposed to eat sweet. Which is very yummy. So maybe this is just an example, you know. If I say I'm not going to eat sweet because it's not good for my sugar, even though it's yummy. No, that's the one way to train, you know. I say Om Mani Padme, instead of mantra, I could say I'm not going to eat sweet, it's not good for my sugar, even though it's yummy. That's whole mantra. Kale is very healthy. Kale is very healthy. If you eat, it's good for your health, even though it doesn't taste good at all. Because one said a mantra, you know, kale, good to eat, it's good for your health, even though it doesn't taste good at all. So like that, and that's not a good mantra, you know. So I'm going to see it, that's exactly. Anger, no good. Anger is pain. It's pain. So I should not get angry. If I get angry, then you know I will be in pain. Anger is pain. Sumu, you know, sumu sentana. Inishewanya minjo. If you get angry, you are not going to experience happy mind. Happy mind. Who said Shantideva? Indian master Shantideva said, when. Around 8th or 7th centuries, where the book called Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, in that book, where chapter number 6, that's where he said, Shedan Sumu Sem Chana Yini Shiva Nyam Minjus. If you hold anger, you are not going to experience heavy mind. Nobody to blame, because anger is the only one to blame, anger. That's called Shedan Sumu. Sumu is pain. It's pain. It doesn't say pleasure, it says pain. You know, Sumu syndrome. It is your name. That's why when you get angry, you are not experiencing happy mind. Why? Because you are, how you say, you are in pain. You know? Or you are poison. You are poison. Because it is called, some other text, in this text is called poison. Some other text is called pain. Doesn't matter. It could be, anger is poison, it is pain. So when we get angry, we are poisoning ourselves. So then you don't feel good because you are poisoned, you know. That's what it means verbally ten. Shedan Sumu Sem Chama Yinishiwa Nyam Minju. So Yinishiwa Nyam Minju. You will not experience as a peaceful mind because you harbor anger. Shedan Sumu Sem Chama Shedan Sumu Yinishiwa Nyam Minju. Imi Onshis. Not able to sleep. Not able to enjoy anything. Music. food, company, house, bed, cars, not able to enjoy anything. Nobody to blame. Anger is the only thing to blame. Nobody to blame. The anger is the only thing to blame. So that's the reason that I initially when you got that the one email was it damages. In the end, it will destroy. It will destroy everything. So now, this is just this how you train. This is what it means, verbally train. You say certain words, you know. So maybe say, you can make coupon, 2 for Tuesday. From Papa John. One for Sunday from Shadi Deva. Coupon, piece of coupon. Shadi Deva checks, you know. So that's it, you know. Midday Chedan Deva is, we have desire to want something, we have desire to not want something. Midday Chedan Deva is, Kechepade Junjuba, some kind of interaction taking place between the desires. Not wanting to be here, so then somebody asks you to go there and push you to be there, or like manipulate you to be there. So then, midesha and deva, because these two desires, midesha and deva, kejepali junjuba, some kind of interaction taking place or pushing you around, or maybe things that you don't want to be do, then they want to try to do it, manipulate, all goes on and on. Immediately, then you find the fuel. You find the fuel. You find the reason to be angry. You know? That's why it's not easy, you know? Because you are not free from anger. Then you find the fuel or find the reason to be angry, you know? Immediately, then you heavily rely on this painful mind, anger. Result, you are completely destroyed. Who said? Shantideva said. Then you yourself is completely destroyed. Not able to enjoy anything. Peace of mind, just forget it. No peace of mind. No sleep. No taste. No appetite. Nothing. The result. Shantideva Jamsus. Knowing that from now on, no matter what kind of circumstance, I will protect myself from anger. That's what Shantideva said, no? From now on, if that's the case of anger, from now on, I will try all my best not to poison me by anger. No? That's, you know, if you even just saying this word, no? Saying this word, say, at night you clean all kitchens, in the night you clean kitchens, you know, kitchen, all everything's clean, nice, very neatly clean. In the morning, you just wake, half awake, not awake, come down, all mess around. Doesn't require much, you know, to disturb our peace of mind. Doesn't require much. If you don't think carefully, little things can destroy your peace very easily, you know, doesn't require much. Huh? So therefore, you know, then if you stop 1 second, if you say this word, it's not serious as you think, you know, this can be changed. Those things can be changed without disturbing your peace of mind, it can be changed through conversation or moving through your limbs. No, it can be changed. Doesn't have to be have big fight. Doesn't have to have big fight or long serious meeting. One sit here, one sit there, you know, then have all this kind of, all this is all not necessary. So it can, you know, things can be transformed. Just require some extra thinking. So I'm saying this because when you have a couple of people in the house, there you have in this position, in this situation, you know. Right now, the little one, her father, me, Gisangpo, we don't think same. You may think, oh, Gishi, somebody Gishi killed, they are Gishi, they may be think same thing. No, no, we don't think same. We have different idea, we have different desires, we have different concept about clean. We have definition of clean. My definition of clean is, compared to Gishi, my definition of clean is not good. So see, you have some idea, you know, okay, how the kitchen is supposed to be look like, how everything is supposed to be look like. It's not going to be look like that at all. So what do? You just choose to be miserable, scream, yell all day long, every day, make everybody miserable. Your choice. Or you just, I say, if you cannot please everybody, but at least you can, you know, protect your mind. You do what you can do, you know? And there's so much you can do. If you cannot do, then just leave it there. So why let these things bother your mind? So see, it's not easy. So so then, you know, sometimes it just build, then it comes here. So then it's just... but sometimes, you know, it's built here, then you think, just kind of like digest. Sometimes it's not digest, just come here. Then, yeah. Just come here, then you have to say, You know, then what you do, you just say, you know. So it doesn't mean you have to say it all the time, you know, you just say, you know, if you regret, then it purifies. Not easy. So every day, you know, so that's what I'm saying, like, wild wave. In this ocean, there's a wild wave. It's not just calm wave, it's a wild wave. Disturbing thoughts and actions. There's a wild wave all the time, so we have to be very careful not to just carry out by those wild waves. How to sneak? How do you say? How to sneak? Between? How to get away? If somebody hitting here, if you go like this, it goes past here. How is it? Paju, suju. It's coming here. If you go here, it will hit. Then you come here, huh? Yeah. Go around. So that's why in the beginning of this text, you know, treat it, everything that you see is like dream. It's not. Treat them as serious as you think. Treat them like dream. That's much better. See? It's much better treating them like dream. Even though when you say treat them like dream, doesn't mean they are dream. They are real. But don't treat them as serious as you think. You may be mistaken. No, it may not be that serious. No? Well, you think this is a serious problem. Why? Because this has the dryer machine. Dryer machine. The way you dry the clothes. Oh, that things that, you know, collect all the dust. What do you call? Not cleaning dust. No, this is like end of the world. You know, so then based on that, all day is like upside down. Because just that, easy to take it out. It doesn't require 1 minute. Just take it out. You have choice. Scoop, tick, put, finish. No, it's done. Or you call everybody down there, have serious meeting. It doesn't require like 10 hands, it just requires 1 finger to pick it up. But this makes whole big difference. All that meeting now come down. After breakfast, we have big meetings down there. No? The sound is already complicated. It's already complicated. This ocean is already complicated, so we shouldn't make it more complicated. We do what we can do, and we try to do it well, means do it happily. So there's so then in the same time realize there's so much you can do. There's so much you can do. Does not mean that you're being lazy. There's so much you can do. So picking up some more things, you know, here, there. So I don't know. That's, you know, it's different. Like. Two different consciousness getting involved is not easy, you know. So doesn't think same. It's not the, mine is not twin. Twin? Mine is not twin. There's no twin mind. There's no identical twin mind. There's all individuals thinking something different, functioning totally based on his or her karma. You have no clue. You have no clue. How in the world you can change? You have no clue. Then, you know, at least we are getting along. That's quite a miracle, amazing. It's quite amazing, you know. So we have to be grateful. So anyway, so now here, somebody give me this, during the first class break. Stress relief. Maybe I'm under the stress. It's interesting, this. Stress relief, sir. Get the most out of every cup. So I'm going to put it here. So please, you take, welcome to take one. Seriously, not joking. I'm not sure, like, get the most out of every cup. Get the most out of every cup. Set your mind free. Set your mind free with the kava street relief, stress relief. So you think, what do you think? Oh, very nice word. Ease tension and promote realization. Relaxation. Kevin Free. Anyway, so this one, I think, get the most out of every moment. Get the most out of every moment. Every moment. Get the most out of every moment. Not every cup. I don't think this won't help that much. But every moment. Every moment. Think that I'm precious. That this person is precious, you know. So I could gain so much on that person, you know. So the last thing. Oh, this 11:55. That's exact time. But one more minute. Shanti Deva, the same, the Indian master. Sanjay Namta Jawalis. No, Sanjay means enlightened being. Enlightened beings. In Buddhism, no, you respect all the Buddha's image, and Buddha is a holy being. No, all this in the Lama Tsongkhapa, you respect. No. You will never ever show anger towards Lama Tsongkhapa. You will never ever show jealousy towards Lama Tsongkhapa, but because these are all holy beings. Christianity, Mary, Jesus, and this each religion, they have, you know, have something to, how you say, to respect. Shanti Deva, great thinker. Says Sanjay Namda Jawali, Sanjay should have drawn us, no? During that period, so right now, 21st century, everybody's looking for success, mainly material success. That's everything driven by going to college, education, all the, just be successful. Go out there, be successful, you know. Doesn't mean, you know, be happier, be happy being, you know, be successful. That's everything driven. But 8th century, 7th century, there, everybody's success means become enlightened, oh, there's a success. But there's nothing much to compete. Everybody grow their food, you know, everybody farms, you know, there's no shopping mall, nothing to buy, nobody making anything. You know, life is much simpler. At that time, getting enlightenment is, you know, there's a success. Sinjian Namda Jawal is, you know, that you are heavily, equally rely on sentient beings and enlightened beings for your own enlightenment. Means they are, both of them play very important role, equally important role. Why you show respect, high respect to those enlightened beings, not to the sentient beings? Shanti Deva could not understand. The problem exists even in 7th centuries, see? So right now, when you look around, you know, there's people. Do we ever show respect? You are not going to gain passion from Buddha. You are not going to gain passion from Lama Tsongkhapa. But Lama Tsongkhapa is never going to disturb you. No. And if you have, if you cannot develop loving kindness, compassion, you are not going to get enlightened. Oh. So see, all of that could come from this very person that you are seeing. You know, there's a reason why you should look at that person from the different perspective. That person is the source of my enlightenment. That's what it is. I should look at that person with the eyes of love and kindness. I should look at that person with that. And that will benefit you and benefit others. That will ease. I'm not sure. This is tension. But that will ease tensions between people. So the bottom line here, Shantideva said a very important message. Send important message to all of us that we should respect each other. Doesn't matter that person is following the same belief or not belief, why is important. The important is everybody should be happy. That's more important. If everybody is happy, there will be less problem. That should be the goal. No, doesn't matter, that person looks nice. Is he following the same belief as I do? Why you care? Even though that person is atheist, doesn't matter. You know? Doesn't matter, it shouldn't matter, you know. What they do, what they believe, what they eat, what they wear, shouldn't be. It didn't make difference, you know. This all look for happiness. So this kind of thinking. So I just want to share that with you. Like Sindhyananda Jawale Sanjay Chodu Dawala, so Jala Krishna. Therefore we respect all the holy being, enlightened being, Jala Krishna. Teshindu likewise. Sindhya Lami is, why no two sentient beings? Why no two sentient beings? Sindhya Lami, Jesus. Why no two sentient beings? What kind of behavior is that? What kind of behavior is that? No respecting, no something, no respecting them. So, anyway, you and me, all of us, we try to get here and we're trying to, nourish, our positive mind. And through that, we're trying to contribute. So, not everybody who comes here in the Kadamba, not necessarily are Buddhist. Doesn't matter, you know. So, not necessarily Christian, not necessarily believer. Doesn't matter. So, we all believe in compassion, loving kindness. You know, that heals everybody. Compassion, loving kindness, that is what is needed, badly needed throughout the world. And please, you try, we try. Measure on compassion, we try. So, that's what we do, okay? But with that, then I'll stop my Mickey Mouse talk.
So, if you'll please turn to page 246 in the Gold Prayer Book. We'll read the dedication prayer from the great Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms, the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now flip back to page 244 and 245 and let's read some of the long life prayers, starting with that of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Tenrei Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one whose great patience received the name Avatana, the one whose great decision to spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serves the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for coming to Kadamba Center. And please enjoy the beautiful weather.